Well, good evening to each one. Greetings of grace and peace to each one. The last song that we sang, it's just really, I really like that song, Lord of All. That's a song that I had sung after we shared our testimony the first time I had chosen that song. So, if you have your Bibles this evening, turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So this evening I have been asked to have a devotional and share my testimony of what the Lord has done in my life. So, we were by nature the children of wrath. We all had our conversation, our way of life, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. So my story is nothing very dramatic. It's just everybody has a story, and it's amazing what the Lord can do in a person's life that yields to Him. So I was born, and my name is Benny King. My wife is Sarah, and we have two children. I was born in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. I have five brothers and five sisters. I have many fond childhood memories, some good and some bad. My dad was a busy man with a dairy farm, seed business, and also a fruit orchard. The Peckway Creek flowed right beside our property. I enjoyed fishing, swimming, and bird watching. That creek is still there today, always moving along. Likewise, I am still here on earth, going somewhere each day, one step closer to eternity. Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us, Lord, to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. We need wisdom. My dad was very busy and did not teach us many spiritual things. We rarely had devotions. Our relationships were shallow and selfish. And I have a scripture here. Ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I need to bring up my children, not just let them grow up. So children will grow up. But if we need to, the Bible calls us to bring them up, to train them, teach them, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. What I invest in teaching my children will have an eternal impact on their souls. When I was 12, at the age of 12, my family moved 650 miles west to Park County, Indiana. And that community is an older Amish community about 1 hour west of Indianapolis. There, my dad continued dairy farming and also started making maple syrup. I enjoyed living and working on the farm, especially out in the fields making hay. But I didn't have any driving motivation or sense of fulfillment in life. I was hurting and empty, so I tried to get pleasure from immorality. In Romans 6:21, I have a scripture there. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God created me to worship Him and fellowship with others. But relationships with others were not working, and I didn't realize that God still loved me. I have to be good enough for God before He could love me. I often feared that someday the clouds would open up and Jesus would appear and I would be lost. I just couldn't imagine how I could ever be fit for the glories of heaven. I hardly ever read the Bible, and if I did, it didn't make sense. Words like justification, righteous, sanctification, what do those words mean? And if I knew what they meant, I couldn't be like that anyway. It all made for a negative outlook in life. I did not think much about eternity. It was too painful to think of, for I was a servant of sin. I still remember sometimes in my younger years I had thoughts of, well, why was I even created? Why am I not just an animal that won't have to give account to God? An animal, they just live their life and they don't have to give account to God. But those are the thoughts of a carnal man. And praise God, there's still a better way. We don't have to be trapped in that bondage. When I was 16, I started taking antidepressant medication. And that in itself is another whole other story. We had a youth group there in Park County. There was two different youth groups there. And the one was what we would call more conservative, and the other one was more liberal. And I wanted to go with the one that was more liberal, like my siblings did. But my dad desperately didn't want me to. So we had a clash there, a conflict there, and I wasn't doing so good through that. And that pressure from dad and me not knowing which one I should choose, and that all built up in me. And then I had a nervous breakdown, struggle with depression and anxiety. I experienced a nervous breakdown due to all the conflict I was going through. One Sunday morning, my dad confronted me and ended the dialogue with some harsh words that left me devastated. So I'll give a definition here of depression and nervous breakdown. Depression, the definition in dictionary, is a state of feeling sad, a psychological disorder marked by sadness, inactivity, difficulty in thinking and concentration, and feelings of dejection. So when I was depressed, in some of my worst times, I couldn't hardly concentrate. I couldn't work because I couldn't decide or think what to do next. And I often, it's not a good place to be in, to be depressed. But it all had a reason. It all had a purpose in my life, looking back. Definition of nervous breakdown: an attack of mental or emotional disorder of sufficient severity to make one incapable to function normally. So I was late for church that day, that morning that my dad confronted me and devastated me. And I walked in with everybody noticing it. They were singing, and by that time I was feeling very miserable and wretched. The minister started preaching with the usual "grace and peace be multiplied to you," and commented on the goodness of God. That was enough for me. As humiliating as it was, I put my head down in my hands and cried out loud in church, just crying out loud. Symptoms were, and then I was able to get control of that after a while. But then that night, I had some difficulty getting to sleep, and symptoms were difficulty concentrating, pressure on my mind, and some pain in my chest. I started taking Empower Plus, which is a natural herbal supplement designed to help with mood and mental disorders. And that's something that helped me a lot, but for some reason I quit taking them after a few weeks. Then I crashed again. This time I had different symptoms. I couldn't sleep at night and had difficulty breathing, and I had panic anxiety attacks. This time they took me to the doctor and I got started with medication, a psychiatrist. He diagnosed me with major depression and anxiety disorder and put me on antidepressant medication plus something to help with anxiety. So that's something that some communities do. They try counseling and medication, and that's the route that I took. So when I was 18, then life sort of smoothed out from then. Nothing. I got more stable and was able to feel better and continue on with life. I still wasn't at peace with God, but I was able to work and function properly, and I felt better, but had no change of heart. Then when I was 18, I was baptized in the Amish church there and became a member of the Amish church. And I remember hoping that it would do something for me. It would help me draw closer to God or feel more of God's peace and His presence. But I still remember that day I was when the bishop poured water over my head and said that he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. I didn't feel anything. I just felt dead. So that was a disappointment for me. Then when I was 20 years old, I went to a counseling home in Michigan, in Harmony Haven Home in Everett, Michigan. It was older Amish there, but it was a godly church, and it was a colder residential rehabilitation program designed to assist men and boys who are troubled spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. It was a good experience for me. I'm still thankful to this day that I went. We had devotions every morning and every evening. We had group study, discipleship class every day, or every, like Monday to Friday, we had a discipleship class where we went through a book. We went through John Koblenz's book, The Upward Call, studied that and had discussion on it. And we also went through some other books. And we had private counseling with a counselor that we opened up to and talked about the problems of life. One to two hours every day. And that is when I was really exposed to the Word of God and held accountable. For example, I sometimes lied or stole, and then I didn't feel any guilt when I sinned. But then when I started reading the Word of God, it says that all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth, the lake of fire and brimstone. And that shook me. And I just never thought of it in that way. I just never feared God, I guess. So where would that put me if I do those things, and that would put me in the lake of fire? And that started getting me to think, and I think God was starting to convict me. And so as time went on, I opened my heart to God, a man, and confessed my sin. The Lord cleansed me and changed me. So it's nothing dramatic like a one-day conversion experience. It's more, I can't really put my finger on which day it was, but I do know and I'm assured that I am no longer the same person that I used to be. Lord gave me a deep hunger for His Word and truth. He gave me a deep desire to know Him and serve Him. And this was not easy for me. I really struggled to trust God and believe He loves me. And I'll read again here in Ephesians 2, verse 4 to 13. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. Actually, I'm reading in the wrong place here. I'm reading in Romans. But God who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us. Then it that says, "But God." God is the one that made the difference. He is rich in mercy. Even when we were dead, when we all were dead in sins, when I was dead in sins, He has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. So I said earlier that I struggle with feeling, why would I be accountable to God? Why am I not just an animal? But here it says that we are His workmanship. God has a work for us. We are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. God has ordained that we should walk in good works. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, you are called uncircumcision by that which is called circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Is there any wonder I was depressed if I had no hope and without God in the world? But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. After almost a year at that place, that counseling place, I came back to Park County and lived at my brother-in-law's place. I met every 2 weeks with a man I was accountable to. After living in Michigan for a year with a heavy dose of Bible reading and group discussion, and I really enjoyed that by then, and I came back home, there was nothing like that in Park County except on a personal level. And some families probably do it too, but our family didn't do much of it. I had a new outlook in life. But people and things were still like they used to be. Then in the fall of 2017, Sarah and I started our courtship, which was a blessed experience for me. We had a hands-off courtship with Bible reading and prayer before we parted. And in our community there in Park County, immoral courtship was forbidden along with drinking and tobacco use. And I know that's a lot different than it is in this Amish community, but it's something that I could say and testify that a lot of the people in the Park County Amish community there are thankful for that we don't have that. And it's a blessing that it doesn't have to be that way. But we had a weird practice at weddings. The boys would choose a girl and they would hold hands till they were seated at the table. This would be afternoons when we went in to sing at the table. So the scripture says that it is good for a man not to touch a woman. So Sarah and I decided we would not do that because it would violate our hands-off agreement. And that was something that we were able to stick with. It was sometimes hard to do that if everybody else was doing it, and it was something that was expected to do. It's one of those traditions that it's a way we do it, but it doesn't line up with the Word of God. I still had a hunger for truth and a deep desire to know God. I sensed there was more to life than what I was experiencing in my community. So one evening, I called the Billboard Evangelism line, 855-4-TRUTH. And a brother answered from there, which was Benji Grant from this, at that time, who was living in this area. I told him that I was an Amish Christian and had some questions about God. He sent me a book called The Knowledge of the Holy, written by A.W. Tozer. But I talked maybe four or five times with him over the phone. till my family found out about it, and I was forbidden to do it. He taught me that we are not all sinners, and that's something that they would have taught there in the Amish community, that we are all sinners. And Ben just said that I should be rebaptized because I was still a sinner when I was baptized. So I did not do anything at that time. I told my parents about it one time, but they were able to get me calmed down, and then I did not pursue that. In the fall of 2019, Sarah and I were married. Then the following year in 2020, Ezra was born. We were agreed that we don't want to stay in Park County long term. But we couldn't decide if we should stay Amish or go Mennonite. Especially I wanted a church that was more biblical and had more vision. And in November of 2020, I met Alan Troyer, and then we visited Bern Christian Fellowship in January 2021. Our ministers knew we had interest in another church. But through that process, I would say that we still had a good relationship. I usually went to them and talked with them sometimes, and I feel like we had a respectful relationship through everything. So Sarah and I were both on medication, yet. In June, we decided to take some time off and seek the Lord in prayer and fasting. We rented a cabin and were there for 3 days. Nothing dramatic happened, but we both decided to quit taking medication, and it went okay. We did not have a nervous breakdown. I could feel better. I could cry more easily if I was grieving. So that's how we decided to quit taking antidepressant medication. And it worked for us. So at that time I was working temporarily for a Mennonite man near our community. One day we went on a job and I heard a message preached by Alan Troyer. Then one weekend Alan traveled to their church to preach, and we were in contact ever since. We were at the Bern discipleship meetings a couple of times before we moved, and we were visiting Bern about 6 times in the course of 2 years before we moved, asked to move. We were rebaptized in the summer of 2023 and are now members of Eastern Christian Fellowship. And two things that got me to where I am now. Sin brings death, emptiness, and despair. The wages of sin is death. Any sinner cannot feel satisfied in his soul because sin is not what we were created for. So I always had the longing for something better when I was still a sinner. And then after I was converted, I had a hunger and thirst for God. I wanted to know God and read the Bible. I spent many hours studying the scriptures, especially the New Testament, and reading spiritual books. By the grace of God, I am what I am. So some exhortations here yet. Ecclesiastes 12:1, to the youth. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the near years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. So that is just telling us to remember the Creator when we are still young. Fill your heart with scriptures. The young years are a valuable, foundational time in your life. How sad when we fill them with foolish pursuits. So that was something that I was very grateful to go through, that home, that counseling place where I was exposed to the scripture. That it's an investment that is still paying off today. I know you have the Bible schools and everything where you go to. But for the average Amish person, that is rare. So I would like to say a word of encouragement to the mothers too. God bless you and keep up the good work of ministering to your family. My mother committed her children to the Lord, and today I can say that I really appreciate each one of my brothers and sisters, and I would say they have a desire to do what is right. It is because of my mother that we are still welcome to come visit them in Park County. So we don't go a lot, but we do go occasionally, and we almost always end up visiting my parents, even though we are excommunicated. My mother just said that no matter what we do, we're still her children. So may God give you, may God bless you as you fill your role of being a mother. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So let's keep on going together for the glory of God. I have a closing scripture here in Ecclesiastes 12. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So may God bless you and keep giving you a hunger and thirst for righteousness and drawing you to Himself.